Wake up, kid. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Our co-host for this week, my friend Caleb, is still here. Everybody. Oh, not everybody. Caleb, you say hey.
Hey.
Hey, they might say hey back to you, but you won't hear them because they don't have microphones. So today, Caleb and I are excited to be here. Caleb, I got a few questions for you. Question number one, who made you?
God made me.
Good job. What else did God make?
God made everything.
And why did God make you?
To glorify and enjoy Him forever.
How can you glorify God?
By loving and obeying Him.
Man, you're crushing it. And now the question for this week, it's a hard one. How many gods are there?
There is only one God.
You nailed it. Hey, this week we're talking about how we know there's only one God. And my friend Estelle is going to do the devotion today. And she's talking about what really is the most important or one of the most important things that ever happened in the history of the world, because it proves that the God we worship is the one true God. And we celebrate this event at Easter. Do you know what we celebrate at Easter, Caleb?
Jesus rising from the grave three days after He died on the cross.
That's it, man. Exactly. Perfect. We call that, the Bible word for that is the resurrection. Jesus getting up from the dead, and that's proof that the God of the Bible is the one true God, because Jesus really did get up from the grave. So Estelle's going to talk about that a little bit more, but first, we have our joke of the day.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow.
Hey, this is Estelle, and it's time for you to wake up, kid. Today, we are focusing on the fact that there is only one God. The God of the Bible is the only true God. Of course, there are other religions, but they all worship a false God. Some people would like to believe that every religion could be true, but the problem with that idea is each religion teaches something different about God. The God that is taught about in Islam, Hinduism, Scientology, Mormonism, and other false religions is completely different from the one true God we read about in the Bible. So, with so many different groups teaching about different gods, how do we know that the God we learn about in the Bible is the true God? In the book of Acts, we read about when Paul traveled to Athens. While he was there, he saw a bunch of temples where they worshipped imaginary gods, but they didn't know anything about the true God. Paul meets with some of the best thinkers in the city to talk to them about the one true God of the Bible. He tells them all about how God made the world and about how they need to know Him. Then in verse 31, Paul teaches them that because of the resurrection, they can know that the Christian God is the true God. When Jesus got up from the dead, He proved that His Father is the one true God. The men of Athens knew that Jesus lived after He had been dead. Just like the people today, they had no logical reason to doubt that the only real God could have raised Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. The one true God is the God we worship in church and read about in the Bible. All other gods are imaginary.